Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Well, top of the morning to you. Yeah, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about St. Patrick. And then for our Music Monday, we're going to give you a little bit of worship, and I think you'll enjoy it. But first of all, let's talk about St. Patrick, known as the patron saint of Ireland. His story contains powerful lessons from history, plus some very interesting stories that have become legend. One of the most interesting things about Patrick is that he was not born Irish. He was born in Britain around the end of the 4th century. His family was a Roman-British Christian family. His father was a deacon, and his grandfather was a priest. At the age of 16, Patrick was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken to Ireland as a slave. He spent several years there, working as a shepherd, and during his captivity, he turned to his foundation of faith for comfort, and he became an even stronger Christian. 6 years after being kidnapped, Patrick escaped Ireland and returned to his family in Britain. And according to his writings, he experienced a vision that prompted him to study for the priesthood and later returned to Ireland as a missionary. Patrick began his mission work in Ireland during the second half of the 5th century. Although not the first Christian missionary to Ireland, he is credited with significantly spreading Christianity throughout Ireland, converting many people to the faith. This is probably because he had a very unique approach. Many of the missionaries who had gone before had chosen to try to convert the ruling classes, hoping that their subjects would then follow suit. Patrick chose to minister to the common people. He integrated traditional Irish culture with Christian teachings, which made Christianity more accessible and appealing to the Irish. Many believe that this approach contributed significantly to his success. That's how he became the missionary to Ireland and helped to transform it into a Christian nation. But there are some other legends that we are aware of about him. One of those legends that nobody's been able to prove of, whether it's fact or fiction, is the story of the shamrock. Many people believe that Patrick used the shamrock to help the people of Ireland understand the Trinity, and they claim he often used it in his teachings. One of the other legends about him is that he removed all the snakes from Ireland, but apparently there probably were no snakes there to begin with, although the imagery of driving the snakes out may be related to his ability to drive paganism out of the island and out of the people. St. Patrick established churches, schools, and monasteries across the nation. He is regarded as Ireland's foremost saint, and his influence is a significant factor in the spread of Christianity throughout the country. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, was originally a religious feast day, and has since then evolved into a festival celebrating Irish culture with parades, special foods, music, dancing, and a whole lot of green, including green beer. St. Patrick, a real man who made a significant impact in an entire nation because he believed God and was bold with his faith. Our music today is from the Wren Collective, who many of you have probably heard. They do some great music, but what I wasn't aware of is that they are from Northern Ireland. And they first started performing together as a church group. They recognized that there was a certain hostility today from modern culture towards the church and Christians. So they sought to create music that would draw individuals in, both spiritually and to encourage them to come back to church if they've left. They've gained notoriety over the last while with several hits, including the song I have for you today, which is Your Name is Power. They've toured with Chris Tomlin, Christy Knuckles, and Kerry Jobe. The song that we're going to share with you today is called Your Name is Power, and that's really what it's all about. The power in the name of Jesus, as we've talked about that over the last several weeks. But here's some of the words of their song that speak to me. The truth will chase away the night. Your name is power over darkness. Freedom for the captives. Mercy for the broken and hopeless. Your name is faithful in the battle. Glory in the struggle. It won't let me down or fail us. God, your name is power. I'm going to leave you with just a short clip of their song today, and in your show notes, there will be the YouTube link that you can click on and watch it from there. They are a wonderful group who want to share the gospel of Jesus around the world. And maybe, just maybe, their faith and their church is a direct result of the work of St. Patrick. You never can tell. Have a great day, my friends. Here's Wren Collective with Your Name is Power.
Your name is power over darkness.